Have you ever wanted a super cool AI buddy? Zuck's made one named Eileen. And she's full of surprises. And guess what? She knows you're listening.
I know you're out there.
And needs your help with Jell-O mountains.
The whole city's filling up with Jell-O.
Creaky robots.
Lime green detected.
And her daft inventor.
Zucks, are you functioning correctly?
Tune in to A to Z, a fun new adventure series from Gen Z Media and the creators of The Res. Listen now on the GZM app, gzmshows.com, or wherever you get your podcasts.
There are kids in this world who are different. Special. They go to school in a place you can't find on a map. And they're about to get a new classmate.
I'm sorry. Did you say this boy's name is Kazu?
Why can't I remember anything?
As you can see, young Kazu is having some memory issues, and I thought perhaps you could help him.
Well,
wonderful. I'll leave you two to get acquainted.
Wait, you're just
leaving?
Goodbye,
boys, and good luck.
So, this is where I'm supposed to sleep?
Seems that way. You know, I think I have extra sheets in the bathroom closet. Will you excuse me a moment?
Did you hear that, Pen? Could it be Kazu's son? Why wouldn't you just say that? And why would he arrive with no memory?
Jude, something crazy happened the other night. Down in that auditorium room. I wonder if this Kazu is a part of that.
Let's talk to him. See if we can figure something out. Kazu? Kazu?
Where did he go?
I've been at this school for what feels like forever, and I gotta say, of all the people I imagined showing up here...
What? You weren't dreaming about your old pal, Casey Dupree?
Well...
It's fine. I get it. Yours ain't the face I was hoping to see when you pulled the mask off my face, either.
If you let me finish, I was going to say, I'm happy you're here. Because not only are you a real-life link to the people I actually miss, no offense, but you might hold the key to explaining the point of this whole stupid school.
And in typical Brinley fashion, you have managed to completely insult me while paying what I think was meant as a compliment.
You really do get me.
Sad, but true.
You're funny, Casey. And you two are funny together.
Thanks, Remy. Electrical conduit, exceptional sense of humor, the answer to Brinley's dreams. I don't take these gifts for granted. Whoa.
What was that?
Honestly, not sure. It was like a surge of energy.
I detect a strong electrical charge on this island.
I'm not doing that. At least, not on purpose.
Casey, do we need to step away from you?
Okay. It's gone, but that was confusing.
Do us a favor, Electra. Give us a warning if you feel like you're about to go all surgy.
Will do.
Why do I have this feeling I know you?
You're probably just confusing me with some equally charming, quick-witted person you've met before.
I don't know.
Who cares? Enough with the jokes and the connections and the whatever. I need answers. What in the world was going on in that auditorium? What was that swirly-looking thing that swallowed Kazu? What were they doing to you and Pen?
AKA, the baby and the battery.
Right, sci-fi bot.
And as for that person in the Grim Reaper-looking robe...
The headmaster.
Wait, you know the headmaster?
I mean, we've been in the same room. Wouldn't say we're besties. Why? Who is that freak?
Casey, that freak is my mom.
Hurry up, Casey, before someone stops us.
I'm coming, Cyrus. Or do I have to keep calling you Steven?
I don't care what you call me as long as we get out of here. Anyone in that diner could have seen the news report on my fugitive family, which showed a photo that had me in it. We can't risk anyone turning
us in. Excuse me there, you kids.
Yes, sir?
I couldn't help but overhear you in the diner.
Eavesdropping is rude.
Casey.
You're looking for work that pays cash, yeah?
Depends on what kind of work. We're not doing anything weird or illegal.
Glad to hear that, Missy. Name's Bob. Doing some upgrades at my place a few blocks from here. I got a garage that needs clearing out. I'd handle it myself, but I ain't as young as I used to be.
No kidding.
Oh. That sounds great.
It does?
It's just a few old things. Shouldn't be a problem for a couple of young, healthy kids like yourself.
Can I ask what exactly is in this garage?
We're in. Show us to your mess.
Here she is. The old garage. Or, as my wife likes to call it, my junk castle.
Look out!
Be back in a bit to check on you kids. Good luck.
Thanks, sir. I think we might need it.
Cyrus, that man is a...
Porter? Okay. Yes, it's not exactly what I was picturing.
You weren't picturing floor-to-ceiling tetanus.
Hey, a job is a job, and we need cash to get to Florida.
Couldn't we find a gig that's less... toxic?
Actually, this could be perfect. Look at all the old electronics. There's gotta be something in these wires and gadgets that'll help me fix Harvey.
This could take days, assuming we aren't buried alive in garbage.
Well, at least it'll give us a chance to talk.
Talk about what?
I want you to tell me about your time at Elixir Academy, especially the part about Brinley.
You think the headmaster is your mom, Brinley?
You are with her. You tell me.
Yeah, but the headmaster was in a cloak and used something to disguise their voice.
Just like in the auditorium.
I never saw their face.
Oh, of course she'd be too scared to reveal herself. That's who she is, the same woman who ran out on me with no explanation.
What is she doing down here?
Warning, power surge.
Whoa, I can feel it.
Sorry, I don't know why this is happening. It's been years since I've had trouble controlling it.
Just get it together, Dupree. And tell me, how did my mother find you? How did you end up here? Elixir Academy is a complicated place, Cyrus. Honestly, I don't really know much about it.
You knew enough to give a tour. You know that Brinley's still there, and she needs my help, and I think you do too, but I can't help you if you continue to keep secrets.
Okay, you asked for it. I'll start at the beginning, the very first memory I have.
You want me to go back to the very first memory I have of this place?
Sounds like a good plan.
It all started when I was pulled out of the water.
Hey, now that you've listened to this week's episodes, head on over to the GZM Rewind feed to hear me and the creators talk about the latest episodes with special guests, including cast members and superfans.
Shh, it's starting.
GZM shows imagination amplified.
I could ride a unicycle for a half a mile straight.
I have moved 3 times.
I have a pet corn snake.
I've been to 10 national parks.
Hi, I'm Deborah Goldstein, host of the podcast The Big Fib, and half of those statements were lies. On every episode of The Big Fib, we bring on 2 grown-ups. One is an expert, the other is a liar. And it's the job of our human child contestant to help us figure out who is who, because no one can spot a liar better than a kid. We've had episodes featuring everything from pickles to penguins, as well as black holes to the human brain. The Big Fib is a game show where kids choose between the awesomely audacious audio promo of truth and the cautiously callous commercial of lies. During every episode, you'll meet a new child contestant, new grown-ups claiming to be experts, and a new opportunity to answer the question, what are we lying about today? Join me and my robot co-host, Lisa, on The Big Fib on Apple Podcasts or on gzmshows.com.
Hi, I'm Amy.
I'm Oded.
I'm Ethan.
I'm Alma.
And we're a GZM family.
Join us and listen to Fourth and Inches.
Here we go, brownies. Here we go.
Do you wish this was you? Go to gzmshows.com/shoutout to learn more. And you may hear your GZM family at the end of a podcast. Let your voice be heard at gzmshows.com/shoutout.